I'm here with Steve Patterson and a whole lot of other people today.
A raft of people.
a gaggle of geese. But we have Steve Patterson, who is one of the founders of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. A remarkable place. If you haven't been there, you should go to it. And they are going to be previewing tomorrow night and opening on Friday a play called
How to Pray.
Yeah. Yes, How to Pray. So, and we're very privileged to have the playwright here. And please introduce yourself.
I'm Michelle Carter.
Great, Michelle. And Michelle, where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco.
San Francisco. So you flew in for this?
I did. Wow. I'm very excited.
Yes. Where in San Francisco do you live?
I live in Potrero Hill, out on the east.
Yeah. I spent some time in San Francisco.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I lived in California for a long time and split my time between L.A. and San Francisco and had a place on Van Ness right by the Opera House.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I wish I still did.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us about the play. And tell us about the play and how you got to do it and how it got to Bridge Street Theater.
Well, that's quite a story. No, I was actually in the world premiere. I guess it was in 2011?
I think so,
when it was done?
Yeah.
The play was done as part of a women's theater festival at Centenary Stage in Hackettstown, New Jersey. They do a whole series of play readings every year by female playwrights. And then they select one, generally from that festival, every year to have a full production the following year. And Michelle's play was chosen for that. And so I was in the first full production of the show, working with a wonderful director named Margot Whitcomb.
And where was that? Was that in New
Jersey? That was at the same theater.
In
New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay.
It was a wonderful play, wonderful cast. This is one of the most amazing and certainly one of the most challenging roles I've ever had to play. The female character in the play only plays one role, but the two male characters play a whole bunch of different people mm-hmm. who are very, very different. I play a dog, a cat, a 90-year-old cancer patient, and a karaoke singing pre-op transsexual soup kitchen worker.
Oh my!
So it's a real range that you have to play. Yeah, it was thrilling to do, and so that is how I first encountered the play. We'd known Michelle's work in San Francisco when we lived out there. She's had quite a few things done at mm-hmm. the Magic Theater out there. Her plays are really, really wonderful. And when we were casting around for something to do this season, we thought, you know, we should bring this back. It's been several years, and it's a role that I really, really wanted to get a second crack at because there's so much richness in it.
Good. Can't wait. So I know that from our little pre-on-air conversation, you don't want to give away too much about the play, but tell us a little bit about the play, Michelle.
Sure. I guess as Steven said, there's a Susan, wonderful Susan, plays Faith, a woman named Faith, and her brother and his wife are unable to conceive, and so she is talked into being a surrogate. She has mixed feelings about it. She doesn't want kids herself, but she decides to go ahead and do it, and it doesn't go so well. Complications ensue. And so the play is really her journey as she is being alert to the world and all the creatures around her and trying to decide what to do.
Okay.
So, and we don't want to reveal too much because I think.
Well, I know one of the things that we've been saying in our press materials is that, you know, everyone she encounters have fairly set ideas about exactly how she should live her life and mm-hmm. what she should do, but she has no idea. So the play's really kind of her quest mm-hmm. to figure out, how do I deal with this? What do I do with my life?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well,
and it's a comedy.
Yes,
that's good to know,
because it sounds very serious.
Yes, it's dealing with very, very serious themes, but it's a really, really funny and a brilliantly theatrical piece. It's a play that could really only be done in live theater.
That's true.
You couldn't do this as a film or a TV show. Mm-hmm. It really only would live in a big space with other live people right there with you.
Okay. And those are the best theater pieces, when you couldn't imagine it in a TV box or being done in film. It can only be happening live in front of you.
So, Michelle, it sounds like you're a prolific playwright.
Somewhat. I teach full time but it's always, I teach playwriting, so the more engaged you are, you know, as a writer in your own work, the better teacher you are. So they go hand in hand.
So where do you teach?
At San Francisco State.
Mm-hmm.
I teach we have an MFA playwriting program there.
Mm-hmm.
And terrific students. I'm very lucky to have that job.
Yeah. I have a master's in theater.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. And my thesis was 3 one-act plays.
Oh.
Which I haven't written a play since, or a line of dialogue since, but I have great respect for the craft and the art, because it's singular. It's I think a different kind of writing than you have than prose writing and narrative things. It's a really, really tough road, and I admire anyone who can do it successfully. Mm-hmm. And get from page one to, you know, from the lights going up to the lights going down and having something come at the end. So that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What else should I know? Like, we need to know where the Bridge Street Theater is.
Well, Bridge Street Theater is just outside of the Main Street area in the Village of Catskill. It's at 44 West Bridge Street.
It's a bright red building.
Oh, yeah, an old red brick building. Used to be the Kurtron factory. It was a beer distributor for a long time. I think it was originally built as a hotel. So it's had many, many lives.
Mm-hmm.
But, tickets are available for pre-purchase at brownpapertickets.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just buy them at the door. The doors open about a half an hour before each of the performances. It runs this Thursday, the 14th, through Sunday, the 24th, Thursdays through Sundays. Should also let people know that this Thursday's preview and our first Sunday matinee are both pay what you will.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who can't actually afford our already extremely low ticket prices.
What?
The tickets in advance are $22.
Mm-hmm.
They're $25 at the door, and students 21 and under are always $10.
Okay, that's great to know. Good. Well, let's turn this over now to
excellent.
Morgan and Susan. Oops, I should have warned you. We have a chair that's the great, fascinating chair. The wheel keeps coming off, and. I'm sorry. Anyway, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Morgan Hooper.
I'm Susan Slaughteroff.
Okay. And tell us a little more about yourselves and how you got into this.
I'm playing Faith, and I had heard great things about the Bridge Street Theater, and we'd sort of been in communication just because I was interested in what they were doing. And I heard from Steven, and I came in and auditioned. And here we are today.
Great.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm from New York City.
Okay. And Morgan?
And I'm also from New York, too, originally from Long Island. And I'm a New York-based actor. I work regionally, mostly in Shakespeare and classic work. And so it's really light and refreshing to do a nice new modern play.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what you can about the play and your experience of performing this piece.
It's definitely a thought-provoking and interesting piece. It's definitely been challenging and also really exciting and different to... I do a lot of comedy, and this is unlike any comedy I've ever done. So it's been a really interesting journey, and I think people will really find it... their heart pulled in many directions, but laughter all the way through.
Okay.
One of the great things about Michelle's writing is that, you know, like she said, everyone has a unique point of view, and everyone in their own way in the reality where they come from is right. So so I play, for instance, a range of zany characters like Steven. I play Faith's brother, and then her lover, and then the lover's son, and then... a preacher, a crazy preacher, and finally, maybe my favorite character, newmommy.com. And all these characters are supporting Susan's character, Faith, to kind of find her way, her own relationship with some kind of God or spirituality, and, mm-hmm. and what's the right choice for her. And they all have their own angle on what they think is right, and again, you know, one of the great things about the writing is there is some ambiguity. They're all right choices for themselves, but maybe not the choice she needs, and so eventually she figures that out on her own in a fun and crazy haphazard kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It sounds like it's really an incredible piece. What's your favorite part? What's the favorite thing about the part that you like, Susan?
I really love her heart, and I love the... I think a lot of women can relate to this. Like, I related to so much of it. All of this actually really speaks to where I am in my life and being a female. And I think that a lot of people, you can see yourself in the character. And relate in many different ways. And so I think the heart and the relatability are really wonderful.
Okay. Morgan, how do you manage to do all the different parts?
it's a little dizzying, to be honest. And we have mm-hmm. we have a really outrageous and fun set design that feels very much like a whirlwind. So as I'm changing literal and metaphorical hats, the world of the play is spinning and spinning and spinning, and that's kind of the journey we take you on. And at first, the process of that can be a little, disorienting, but at the end, it feels like such a great rush. It's a lot of fun to play these characters and to take the audience along on the ride with us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So this is you come up you'll be up. How long does the show run? How many weekends does the show run?
2 weeks. So it's 8 performances. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I'm really excited to go see it. I won't be able to get there. I might get there tomorrow night if I can, but I probably not, because I have to get up and go to New York on Friday morning. So probably Saturday or Sunday I'll get there, and I can't wait to see the play.
Well, that's great to hear your reaction. And
yeah, no, I love the Bridge Street Theater. It's one of the great assets of Greene County and the whole Hudson Valley, and I'm impressed terribly with what Stephen and John have done over the last couple of years to get it running.
They are really fantastic to work with, to collaborate with, and they really are quite admirable in, you know, how they've been pioneering and placing a stake in this part of the
Tell
region.
Tell them how we work our butts off.
Yeah, it's been really inspiring.
And they feed us so well here.
Yes.
One of the perks of theater, you can tell you're working with a great company when they take great care of you on and off stage.
Yes.
So it's a real delight.
Oh, that's great. I'm just so delighted. Again, the play is How to Pray.
Yes.
It's at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill on Bridge Street, hence the name Bridge Street Theater, 44 Bridge Street. Tickets are available through brownpapertickets.com. The play previews tomorrow night, Thursday, September 14th, opens Friday, September 15th, runs for 2 weekends. And it is going to be a treat. It's a story about a woman, Susan, who is, I sort of kind of feel like she's conned into becoming a surrogate. That's the inference that I get from everything that's been said. And you'll have a chance to see Stephen and Morgan play multiple characters, including a pre-op transsexual karaoke singer.
Yes.
And Morgan doing how many parts?
Oh, 7,000.
Yes. All right.